Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Suzanne Colucci, and here are today's top local stories. Longtime Trump ally and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani will be appearing in a Manhattan courtroom today to explain why he hasn't surrendered his valuables as part of a $148 million defamation judgment. The federal judge overseeing the case ordered Giuliani to report to court after lawyers for the two former Georgia election workers who were awarded that judgment visited Giuliani's Manhattan apartment last week and found it had been totally cleared out. The judge had set October 29th for Giuliani to surrender his possessions to lawyers for Ruby Freeman and her daughter, Wandrea Shea Moss. Possessions of his include a $5 million Upper East Side apartment and much more. Well, Halloween was just a week ago, but things are already moving along into Christmas mode in the city.
An emotional morning for Sean and Michael Albert. It is from their yard where this beautiful Norway spruce has come down and is now headed for Rockefeller Center.
Has it sunk in that your tree is like the symbol, like almost around the world of Christmas? I mean, can you believe this?
Not really. When you see it in social media and you see it on TV, you know, it's hard to wrap your head around the magnitude of it. Yeah.
A lot of memories of the tree itself. Like, do you have one that kind of sticks out to you?
Yeah, I mean, the kids, you know, they played underneath it in their sandbox. It was first base for their wiffle ball games, you know.
What's it going to be like for you standing at Rockefeller Center knowing, hey, wait a minute, that's my tree, you know?
I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be excellent. It's, like I said, it's a tribute to my mother, most definitely, to my parents, to, you know, my dad taking care of the tree, to be able to share it with everyone.
This Christmas beauty arrives in Rockefeller Center Saturday morning, the tree lighting December 4th. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, West Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
Here's a holiday gift for commuters. Governor Hochul says she has no plans to revive congestion pricing before Donald Trump returns to the White House. Donald Trump previously vowed to scrap the Midtown tolling plan altogether. Governor Hochul had this to say yesterday.
You know our time frame better than anybody. We're watching this. We're continuing to. I spoke to the White House about this literally 3 days ago. They understand our need to take affirmative steps to ensure that nothing compromises the MTA.
Advocates are pushing Governor Hochul to start congestion pricing before Trump takes over. The NYPD is on the hunt for a groper who attacked a woman on Halloween. Cops say it happened at 3 a.m. when the 31-year-old was on board a Manhattan-bound L train at the Lorimer Street subway station. Cops say the suspect grabs the woman's breast and then took off. Police are circulating photos of the attacker, asking anyone who recognizes him. Some subway art, meantime, is expected to bring in millions of dollars at a sale in New York.
Long before there was Banksy, there was Keith Haring, and a collector is cashing in. Larry Warsh tells the New York Post he loved the artist's chalk drawings on unsold ad space in city subway station walls back in the 80s so much, he bought all he could from people who'd figured out a way to peel them off and sell them. Now, 31 are going up for auction at Sotheby's on November 21st with an estimated value of $10 million. Haring died when he was 31 from complications of AIDS. Deborah Rodriguez for 1010 Winds.
The NYPD is searching for a 21-year-old who went missing last Friday. Markeisha Sadlier's parents say she's autistic and recently had brain surgery, and when she left their Queens home, she did so without her phone or medications. The couple serve as pastors at the Mosaic Church on Roosevelt Island and run a soup kitchen. Police say Markeisha's MetroCard was swiped twice last Friday, but there's been no trace of her since. Suffolk County is unveiling changes to its child protective system nearly 5 years after the death of 8-year-old Thomas Valva.
It was a case that made national headlines. 8-year-old Thomas Valva died after years of abuse and being forced to sleep in a freezing cold garage. Today, the Suffolk County executive and DA will discuss what changes have been made to the CPS system in the county. CPS workers again and again were called to the Valva home after dozens of reports from teachers, but the little boy was never removed. Moved from his father and stepmother's custody. Changes to CPS were immediately called for by lawmakers. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
I'm 1030.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.